That's cute. All right, praise the Lord. So if you know any sins, confess them now, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Wasn't hot to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every redeemed devil and evil spirit. You cannot affect any of us, especially in this service. And we have a godly firewall around about us where the angels of God protect us and this service, and that everything goes well, and that we have a strong Zoom connection, strong divine connection. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are all protected and our loved ones and anything that concerns us. All the way above us through the heavens, all the way below us through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, 360 degrees around us and around our properties, our investments, our business, our churches, our ministries, anything that concerns us in any way, shape, or form, including our income and our identities, our accounts. And we just thank you, Lord, for your work tonight amongst us, as you're ministering to each and every one of us what we need, and that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done in our lives tonight, and the kingdom of God is reestablished in us, on us, and around us. And Lord, that when we are operating in the armor of God, that there will be no retaliation, because the enemy cannot tell who is in that armor. We bind up retaliation, we bind up witchcraft, we bind up works of darkness and any ungodly assignments against any ABCer in Jesus' name and our loved ones. And we continue to agree together against all these Southland firestorms and the winds and red flag warnings in Jesus' name. We send the angels of God out to help us, and we say to the winds to be calm in Jesus' name. And we cancel and make null and void all those forecasts in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for the firemen, angels of God, helping the earthly firemen to fight these fires and extinguish them throughout all of Southern California, and to stop this Arctic blast, and to help us, Lord God, to have a peaceful winter. And we need time for people to be able to recuperate from all this and keep everyone safe. And those that have evacuated, help them to find good shelter. We also ask, Lord, that the power stays on, because there are people who need oxygen, people who have sleep apnea machines, and people need heat. And just ask you, Lord God, to help all of us to have a good night, and that we will awaken with good news, and knowing that all night long the angels of God and powers of heaven are working on our behalf. Wherever anybody is in your home, in your town, in your city, that we stay safe, and everything that pertains to us, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in these praise and glorify you. Thank all these prayers have gone out right now. We do thank you for safety, everybody in the areas and fires are put out in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Bless everybody who's come to us tonight to receive and be blessed by your ministry, Lord. Pastor Karen and I have a tongue of a ready writer. We pray for that right now in Jesus' name to bless people and help them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Those are three really great songs. Overcomer, first of all. And that's what we're doing. We're overcoming here today, right? Second one, nothing's impossible. And the third one, that God will do it again. Just thank you, Lord, because we know that you are on our side. And more importantly, we are on your side. As we go forward today, we seek your face. We follow you continuously in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay. So this is part three of Release and Increase series. Okay. And we're working right now on your vision as beginning of the year right now. Of course, very appropriate that Chinese New Year is in a couple of weeks and or in less than a week, I guess it is now. But the Bible says people perish out of vision. And too many Christians are just going along day by day without a real vision, a real method to drive for what they need to go for. You know, we need to really get a hold of the Holy Spirit and find out, what do you want me to do in 2025?
Yeah, and God showed many of you last Wednesday what he wants you to do in 2025. And I hope that you keep seeking him for all the details of exactly what he wants you to accomplish. And those of you that have had a vision and working towards it, I think that the Lord kept telling us that it's time to expand, it's time to increase. And in what areas have you wanted to increase in and haven't yet? In what areas do you think that it's going to be too hard to increase, but you really want to? We're going to really ask the Holy Spirit some things today that will help us in order to be able to grasp every single step of the way, what he needs us to do, what he wants us to do. Should we regroup? Are we going in a direction that was for a season and now he wants you to change? What does forward mean as God wants us to move forward? In the same thing, the same way, but in a greater degree? Does it mean a pivot? Make a change? Maybe there's something that's been holding you back that you didn't realize. Maybe that was good for that time, but now he wants you to go another way. There's a lot of things he's going to be doing here in 2025. And we've got to be accurate and we've got to be really precise. So that's why it's good for you to follow Habakkuk 2 verses 2 to 3. Write it down, make it plain, show in your life what are you doing in your monthly action plan that you should develop. We're encouraging you to do that. Make a map of a monthly action plan of what are the methods by which that you will gain ground to catapult yourself towards those goals. I think that's really important. And if you've been in a stagnation mode, if you haven't seen yourself greatly improve in many areas. What is it that needs to switch so that you can? And these are all these questions that you should be asking the Holy Spirit. Okay. So you might want to get a pen and paper down. Remember, Wednesday nights are like workshop nights, that what we are teaching you, we're going to implement and have it be interactive so that you can work with God on some of these things. Some people don't have time to do this, so we want to take time to do it together. Life gets just too, overfull. And so this is where we can hopefully help you to get some concrete decisions made for kickstarting your 2025.
Now
We
you, but
want to see great progress this year.
now your vision is where you want to go. Okay. What do you want to do? And say you're going from LA to New York or vice versa. Okay. Your destination is where you want to go. Now, in my day, we got a map. Today, you use a GPS. Now, we call it a monthly action plan. That's a map. But what's different on a map than GPS? With the map, you can make your own decision what you're going to do. So the GPS says, go down here, turn right, go down here, turn left. If you get off, it tries to get you back on its course. Okay. You may find as you're going through this season that God will redirect you as you're going through things. Okay. Most of us know about McDonald's. Ray Kroc walked into a McDonald's restaurant back in the 50s. And he thought this would be a great thing to put all over the United States, which he proceeded to do. Okay. However, when it wasn't making the money he switched from being a restaurateur to a real estate person. He would buy the real estate that McDonald's was on, lease it back to the franchisee at a fair rate where they could still make money. And that's where he made most of his money, was in the real estate business. So his map changed, his plan changed on how he was becoming a billionaire. Okay. He didn't just stay on the facts of what he did. Now he went and expanded, then they went around the world, of course, as we all know. But the bottom line is he started with a basic vision of what he wanted to do, and then took his monthly action plan of what he went to the first month to get there, second month, third month. And sometimes when you're using a map, you may run into an obstacle and you will change your direction. And that's fine because it's your map. But your vision is, where are you going to go? What does God want you to do in 2025 right now? So we've got, 11 and a half months yet to go to really find out what God wants us to do and do something for Him and really get set up for these challenging times coming.
So we want to use January by which that we could make sure that you've got your monthly action plan, your map written out, and what is your vision? So write down on there Habakkuk 2, 2 through 3. What's the vision? Then God said, make it plain so that you could run with it. And you're going to constantly have to read it and refer to it and make sure that you're on track. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've started. And if you have had a vision, how far have you gotten? And you need to calculate, where you're at and see if you can accelerate getting to your goal. So that's what I think God wants us all to do is increase in every area. So write down on there what areas does God want you to increase in? What areas should you be increasing in? And then let God figure out how to help you do that.
Right.
That's his job. So you need to follow what you believe he's leading you to do. So let's take a minute. Let's ask the Lord. Those of you that want to ask, I'll lead you in a prayer. Those of you that want to follow this prayer, or you can ask your own question. And you might have a lot other questions that you might want to ask too, but at least this is the main one. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
in what areas of my life
In what areas of my life
do you want me
do you want me
to increase in?
to increase in?
Okay, we're now just going to be quiet, close our eyes, listen to the Lord. Okay, so put a number one in the chat if God answered your question, in what areas do you want me to increase in? And if you didn't hear yet, write the question down and ponder that this week. And we're praying that the Holy Spirit gives you your answer in January so you could run with that vision for the rest of the year. Okay, good. People are starting to hear already. That's really good. Don't get discouraged if you don't hear during service, because we just believe that you will hear this week. But many people do. So we're giving the chance for you to be able to have that opportunity. At least you're asking tonight, and we believe that you're going to get your answer as well. Okay. All right. You have to have your vision before you so you can remind yourself that you could run with it. Those of you that haven't made a vision board yet or haven't written it down and put it up where you could see it daily, please do that because we're following what the word says. Read it so you could run with it. And it says, keep your people without a vision shall perish. So we need to see that on a daily basis. Remember, visualization will cause magnetization. What you're visualizing will magnetize or draw to you what God wants you to do, wants you to have. And you have to visualize yourself doing it already, no matter how much money it costs, even if it's beyond your budget, beyond your imagination, God will help you get there. Okay, as see yourself doing it, being it, becoming it. Okay, so have your vision exhibits, have gold all over the place, a abundance of money and gold and wealth comes daily. Have that around you somewhere. And we want you to meditate on Isaiah 40:31 to develop your spiritual vision, your perspective, your strength like an eagle. Remember what that says. We went over that last week. Those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. If you're challenged and getting tired, you really have to spend more time with the Lord, plug in to get His energy, the spirit of power and might. And remember when you get tired, what your vision is, and it will spur you on. Okay, so last Sunday we were talking about when you renew your strength like an eagle. It's just like when someone's really excited, the endorphins start going. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we call those the happy hormones. So, when you are challenged, that means you're not pondering on the good things of God. You have to change the channel in your mind so that when you ponder on that, you will get the happy hormones. You know, the beginning of that, section. Because that is Psalm 103, verse 5, to renew your strength like the eagles. It's interesting if you look at verse 2, 3, and 4 as a prerequisite to how do you renew your strength like the eagles? Well, you have to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. What does that mean? We have to ponder on the benefits that God gives us, not at the discouraging things and the fearful things that are coming at you. You've got to force yourself to change that thought to one of what God has done for you and why we're grateful to Him. When you do that, And then remember that you're a forgiven one, and not beat yourself up for any past mistakes or guilt or feeling embarrassed about mistakes or errors. We ask for forgiveness and we move on. We forgive and act as if it never happened. We have to remember, if God has healed us of anything, he will do it again. So we're not going to be afraid that he can't help us with whatever challenges that we might be going through. Verse 4, he redeems your life from the pit of and corruption. Dear God, my life, BC was terrible before Christ. I don't know what I would be like without God. So thank the Lord that he saved me. It says that God beautifies us, dignifies us, and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Remember who you are and what you have. And because of that, verse 5 says, he satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation, so that he makes your youth, he renews your strength like your youth, and makes us like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Why? Because he wants you to run that race. He wants you to accomplish the goals he's given you. He believes in you. We believe in you. You are the only one that can do that because he gave you those unique gifts and he knows you could do it. And he needs to equip us. And he can't equip us if we're not remembering about the things that we're grateful for, if we're not healed, healthy, and whole, and if we're not walking in forgiveness. Then it's difficult to be able to do that. So we need to increase now in spiritual wisdom.
Now, wisdom. The Bible says, above all things, seek wisdom. And we all know the story of Solomon, how he sought wisdom and God blessed him with everything. Because with wisdom, you can get everything. Okay? You hear me say this a lot. There's nothing more valuable than an idea. Okay? So, with wisdom and prudence, we get known the mysteries of his will according to his good measure, which he's purposed in
Good
himself,
pleasure,
good
right?
pleasure in himself.
Amen.
By knowing the wisdom of the Lord, we can proceed through anything. Now, what I'm bringing right now, if God's given you a vision, it should do two things. It should excite you, and you have a passion for it. And number two, it should be something you know you can't do on your own, but it has to be God with you who's going to help you do it. He's going to stretch you this year. He's going to stretch you. And as you stretch this year, you'll be in a better position to go in for the next year and make a more challenging times come. Okay, this is what he's going to do. Go ahead.
Amen. So let's ask God to help us with our vision, to expand us, help us accomplish it. Whatever hindrances there have been, he's going to help you overcome those hurdles. He's there for you. He wants you to be successful. So we're going to ask Pastor James to pray for us to all, help us to expand our vision more and to move forward with courage and faith.
So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify your holy name. We do ask you to give us the vision you want us to have and give us the courage and faith to go forward. As we come, we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord, to do your will. We know that your will in our heart will align with what we want to do too, in Jesus' name. We've already been given the skills we need for this. We have to develop them further, but we've already got the basic skills there for such a time as this. And Lord, we realize that this is a time to prepare for the end times, to prepare for the challenging times coming ahead. And we're going to ask you to help us be prepared for us so we can be an example to our loved ones and our families and our friends and even strangers who say that things are working in our lives. They need to find you, Lord. We thank you right now that you're giving us all a vision and that we know that this is the vision you want us to have. We discern that it's not a challenge to the enemy trying to pull us in the wrong direction, but that it's a vision that you want us to have in Jesus' name. Amen.
And everyone that agrees says, Amen. And we're going to keep praying for everybody to be safe in the name of Jesus, wherever you live, whatever state you're in, that God gives you supernatural grace and mercy, and that you will have no challenges or your family. There's another wildfire that started raging up by Castaic. They closed down the 5 North. It jumped the freeway. It's going south to Ventura is the challenge. And they are evacuating some parts going into Santa Clarita. So we have sent the angels of God out to stop all fires and all Arctic blasts and any weather challenges or challenges at all in every ABCers area and our loved ones as well. We're praying that our power stays on nationwide, wherever anybody is, and that we have immediacy of the needs that we have are met immediately from the powers of heaven and the angels of God, and that whatever someone is waiting for a manifestation in faith, that we send the angels of God to get that moving faster so that it is a faster delivery instead of a normal delivery or to remove delays to get it like an overnight delivery in Jesus' name for everybody. And we send firemen angels to help extinguish these horrible fires in Southern California or anywhere in our nation. Stop those storms, keep those power lines up for everybody, and that neighbor will continue helping neighbor, that there won't be scammers and gougers, and that people will have hearts of compassion and the Good Samaritan perspective will hit everybody, that they will be kind and helpful one to another, and our nation will unite. We continue praying for revival for our country. Lord God knows we need it. We bind up division. We pray for all of our leaders, all of our officials, so that we and our families could live a quiet and peaceful life. And we just ask God to help us with every one of our personal needs so that we could be continue to be blessed even more, so that we could bless more people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, communion time.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so Tony and Beth are going to do communion today, so that's unmute. Yeah, the element's fantastic. If not, you can do it by faith. Let's go ahead and do an Unworn Sins prayer. If you know any sins, confess them. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing us
thank you for cleansing us
of all
of
unrighteousness.
all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Hey, Tony and Beth.
Okay. The night before Jesus was crucified, he met his disciples in the upper room. He took the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this now in Jesus' name. Amen."
We agree and
We
receive
receive
in
in
Jesus'
Jesus' name.
name.
After supper, Jesus took the cup, poured the wine was poured, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my blood, which should be shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me as oft as you can." And so they took the cup and they all drank from it. And that's what we do now when we represent the sacrifice that Jesus made for us that night. And we take this cup of blessing and we take it now in Jesus' precious name.
We agree and receive in
Jesus'
Jesus'
name.
name. Thank you. Great job, you guys. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I see our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by strategy. Are we ready? We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We have
have been
been healed
healed by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed by the stripes of Jesus.
healed
We have been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
That who's sneezing,
We
we
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. We have
Have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
One more.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, great. So, for communion next week, Shannon, would you do the body? And Sharon, would you do the blood, please?
For me to do the blood, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay, Shannon, are you available next week?
I will try. It's not, I will try. Hopefully we can help.
Okay, if you can't, let us know, but we'll put you down, and if you can't, let us know. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay.
All right, so let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray to glorify you. Thank you for all you've done for us. We bless this day today that you have made. We stand rejoicing in it with joy of the Lord as our strength right now. And Lord, as you give us these visions, we know that you're going to stretch us and make us do things that are not possible and natural, but that all things are possible with you. And we stand here ready to serve you in Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name, we
Amen. I agree
amen.
and believe and receive.